Let us once again open our Bibles to the letter of Apostle Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And we shall read verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. And the title this evening is Created in Christ Jesus for Good Works. Created in Christ Jesus for Good Works. Now you'll notice as you read your Bible day in and day out that at the end of every inspired letter and even in between, the Holy Spirit moves the inspired writers to strongly write about good works towards the brethren and towards our neighbors. We are taught not only to show love and kindness towards fellow brothers and sisters, but towards all, even strangers. The Bible teaches us, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, to love God and to love our neighbors. The Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples, saying that there are two greatest commandments. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and prophets. Now all the letters, the inspired letters, deal with these two commandments. Love for God and love for neighbors. And we know that those that take up studying the Bible spend their whole lifetime reading, meditating, researching, writing, and speaking about God. There are scholars that spend their time, much time, seriously taking upon themselves to study the original language that the Old Testament and the New Testament was written in. And much time is spent unraveling the etymological meaning of the words and bringing out the most accurate sense so that we understand the scripture better. And this is a very laborious and time-consuming work. It is to be highly appreciated and applauded. And these scholars work hard so that it becomes easy for the rest of us who study the Word of God to understand better the scriptures. Now the concentration of these scholars and even of the born-again Christians is fixed largely in explaining what is God, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Many books are written on the nature of Christ, on heaven and hell, on tongues and healings. There is much time spent on prophecies and promises, on parables of Jesus Christ, so also on the prophets and their preaching and on evangelism. So also on the church, on Israel, it is also much time spent on the end times and so on. Now, this is done so that we understand God and His Son better. We understand the Word of God. And this is done so that we love God more and more. Somehow, there is a tendency to neglect the other part of the commandment, the second greatest commandment, and that is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Not many books are written on this topic, yet the scripture speaks much about this command. For example, God gave 10 commandments. 4 of them deal directly with man loving God. And 6 of them deal with man loving his neighbor. And while we are on this earth, we are bound to deal with people around us. God has made it a point to teach us all that is to be taught to love God and to love our neighbor and to walk with peace with all. The Old Testament is filled with men and women relating with one another. And when Adam and Eve sinned, they not only broke their relationship with God, but also with one another. Eve, after having broken God's command, she led Adam to do the same. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. And then we see one brother who was not approved by God, killing his younger brother who was approved by God. And after our first parents got corrupted by the devil, we human became a mixed bag of good and evil. Evil somehow dominates in us all. Today, let us remind ourselves that as humans born of the Holy Spirit, those who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are not to neglect the second greatest commandment. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, taught much about this commandment. In fact, the children of God will be judged by this commandment. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, and I'm going to read this whole portion. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. And as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and he gave me meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink. I was a stranger, and he took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and he visited me. I was in prison, and he came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, naked, and he clothed me not, sick and in prison, and he visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, he did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. This means that even our love for our neighbors is to love God and to please God. When we love our neighbor, we love God, and especially so when we love the household of the Lord. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, meaning our brethren in Christ Jesus. There is a tendency, dear friends, among us to love those who are good to us, those that are well off, those that may be of high standing in society. We like to associate ourselves with them. But the Lord said that we should be doing good to those that are of the lowest social standard, economic, on the economic scale, the lowest on the economic scale, the least of my brethren, Jesus says, and surely the least of the world. Jesus even puts a challenge to the world that they should do good to his people, to the least of his people. You know, in some countries, Christians are looked upon with contempt, especially those that are of low economic class. First of all, they are poor and they are rejected. But if they carry the name of Christ Jesus on them, they are hated and rejected even more. Jesus' people are persecuted and hated. Yet Jesus promises those that will give even a cup of water to his people, they will be rewarded. Matthew chapter 10 verse 40 and 42 to 42. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. We, God's children, become a blessing to the world when the people of the world help us by doing good to us. Is that not wonderful? Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Brotherly love is not an one-off thing. For this purpose, God actually saves us. He saves us from our sins and makes us a new creation through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we do good works. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see that? We are his workmanship. This means at our salvation, he designs us, fashions us in such a way that we do good works. Humans were made for such a thing, to love and to do good works, but our rebellion against God destroyed the love that we had, his love that we had in us. Sin destroyed that love. Sin destroyed the grace of doing good. Now when we do good works, we do it with a selfish motive. Moreover, our good works are tainted with sin. And we can see the proof of it when Christ, when the disciples went about preaching the gospel, wherever they went, good works followed. The pagans don't have the idea of their God loving them. They do not have the idea of God being the Father who pours out His love towards His children. No religion have this, cannot have it, because in the scriptures, in the Bible, it is God who is revealing Himself to us. And we know, even in our modern times, in the Middle Ages, as God began to revive and save people in the West, what happened? God began to work in the hearts of the people to do good to others. And so we see orphanages and home for the aged. They mushroomed everywhere. There were little boys who didn't go to school in this land. They were all scattered everywhere. They were uneducated. Who brought them in? Who brought them in? It's those who were saved by Lord Jesus Christ, given them new life, and God's love was poured in their heart so that they could now go out and love these children and love the people, the aged and the homeless and the sick. Hospitals mushroomed everywhere. And wherever the missionaries went, they took that love of Christ with them so they could love people and help them in their needs. But once, dear friends, as I said, you and I are saved by grace through Christ Jesus, God gives us the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus had a servant heart, as you know. Jesus' good works were perfect, done with purity and righteousness. They were done with sacrificial love. Now, those that are born again of God, God creates and fashions us like Christ Jesus. Why? For good works. The Bible says that God not only has ordained us to be saved before the foundation of the world, but has also prepared us, made us ready to do good works. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." God has before ordained that we should walk in them. This workmanship of good works is not to be kept aside, dear friend. You and I must exercise it. You and I must live by doing good works. I know it is very difficult to extend our hands in this nation and rich nations. Everything is taken care by the state, and so we just go to sleep. We have no opportunities, much opportunities, but that does not mean that we should go to sleep and not take the opportunities when we have. There are other ways that we can do good works. Calling a person who is lonely by phone, maybe, go and visiting them, finding out what can be done to older people or the sick people who are in bed or who are at home, some way or the other, to support and to encourage. Can this workmanship be seen in us by others? Is this characteristic seen and acknowledged and appreciated by others? It begins in the family. It begins in the place we dwell with others. It begins with husband and wife. It begins among parents and children. Having Christ Jesus, it flows out into the world. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. "Let brotherly love continue." Have you begun this brotherly love? Have you begun doing good? If you have, if I have, we are to continue. This is what we have been made for, prepared for, before, from the beginning. This is something all of us can do. Many of us cannot sing well. Many of us cannot play any musical instruments well. Most of us cannot be actors. Most of us cannot be a lot of things. But look, we can definitely come and help in the church. We can definitely be a part of the team in cleaning and washing. But in most of the churches, even big churches, they cannot find people to do hard labor work or labor, to put their hands, to dirty their hands. They find it difficult. Why? Perhaps not enough being preached. Perhaps we neglect all the end portion of the scriptures, which the Lord tells us what we must do practically as a Christian, as a child of God. We like to discuss much about the doctrines of God and doctrines of Christ and many other things. But somehow we are not attracted towards the commands of the Lord. But all of us can do good works. All of us born of God can show brotherly love. At our conversion, the love of God is poured into our hearts. The scripture says, God poured His love in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. If we have the Holy Spirit, then we have the love of God in us. This is a faithful saying, says the scriptures in Titus chapter 3 verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. Apostle Paul writes to Titus, affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Titus chapter 3 verse 8. Apostle Paul writes that I will affirm this constantly. He will remind the saints constantly that those that have believed in Christ Jesus should maintain good works. Moreover, he says they are profitable to men. Good works are so very profitable, dear friends, for you and me. You may think that by doing good works, you are becoming empty. Yes, we become empty physically, perhaps, because you give your part of your little money, maybe. You give of your strength and time and so on. But you become rich in God. For sure. It's a blessing. It is being rich in God that matters most. It is wealth and treasure that God gives will last forever. Not the wealth, the material wealth, but the wealth and treasure that comes from God, the spiritual wealth and treasure. Have you believed in Christ? That is good, but for what reason? It is so that you and I might be careful to maintain good works. To be careful means to think constantly about doing good. To be careful means to be anxious about doing good works. Have you ever been anxious to do good works? We are anxious about so many things, but most of it is concerning about our own self, not about others. Are you anxious? not thinking evil about others? Do you break even while you talk? Oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Are you anxious not to be a bad witness? Are you anxious to think well about others and give a good report? It is good for us to do this. It is profitable. It builds up our character in Christ Jesus. And knowing how important it is to find ourselves doing good works, let us remember to do good works. If God willing, we will continue on this theme, on this topic. But let us read one or two verses before I end. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. May these words sink into our minds, and let us begin to read the end parts of every letter that God has given to us, so that we remember what God expects from us. Let us not neglect reading the chapters that encourage us to do good works. Shall we pray? O Lord God Almighty, help us to please Thee in all the ways that Thou hast asked us to do, that we may study Thy word and about Thee, that we may be filled with Thy knowledge, O Lord, and that we may be filled with the knowledge of how to please Thee by loving our neighbors. It takes great courage, dear Lord, for it is about dying to ourselves. Just as we must die to ourselves so that we do not allow temptations to rule over us and take charge of us, Lord our God, we pray that Thou will give us the grace and the courage to do good works, so that we may not run away, O Lord, but love our neighbors as we would like others to love us. We make this prayer, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.